The Syrian government says it's prepared for further peace talks with the opposition, but without any preconditions. Damascus also says the UN-backed Syrian dialogue should continue without foreign interference. 2 days ago, UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, expressed hope to resume peace talks in August. The Daesh Takfiri terror group has claimed a bomb attack in Iraq's capital Baghdad. 17 people have lost their lives, including civilians and policemen. 10 more people also sustained injuries. The attack targeted a security checkpoint in the Shia district of Qadhimiya in northern Baghdad. Nearly 50 Palestinian prisoners are on hunger strike in several Israeli jails. They're protesting indefinite detentions without charge or trial. The campaign is also in support of Bil al-Qaid, the Palestinian inmate, who's been refusing to eat for 40 days. Now, Qaid's health has been deteriorating seriously. Saudi Arabia has conducted an airstrike in Yemen's southern province of Taiz, killing 6 people. Nearly 9,500 people, mostly civilians, have been killed in the war since March 2015. The military aggression has put millions of Yemenis in a dire humanitarian situation. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country has entered a new era after the recent failed coup. He's dismissed concerns that the large-scale purges jeopardize basic freedoms. Thousands of people have been detained and many more sacked from their jobs as part of a government crackdown following the coup. Britain's exit from the European Union has dominated discussions at a 2-day meeting of the group of 20 major economies in China. A final communique said Brexit has added to uncertainty in global economy, stressing the G20 members are taking action to support growth. And firefighters are battling a wildfire burning north of the U.S. city of Los Angeles. The blaze broke out on Friday afternoon and has been spreading quickly. It has forced the evacuation of around 300 homes. A burned body has also been found at the site of the wildfire.